I wanted to talk to you about having a healthy mental health. I feel that it's really important to talk to you about this because there are people that I know that has recently given up. And I wanted to talk to you about getting to a place where you feel comfortable in talking about how you feel. I believe it's very, very important to talk, to have a conversation about how you are feeling, to find someone and to talk to them, whether it be a friend and an acquaintance, a family member, a pastor, a teacher. Being able to feel comfortable in your own skin to go to someone and say, hey, I'm really struggling. I'm really having a problem right now and I need help. Even going to your doctors and sitting down and talking to your doctor. But I feel that it's important for you to do something. It is better to do something rather than not to do nothing. And I want to encourage you today to say, there is hope. When you're feeling hopeless and you feel that there is no hope, I believe coming through the pandemic and going through the pandemic was quite an experience and it was quite isolating. Many mixed feelings, and actually coming out, it was a sigh of relief, but still wondering whether is there still something gonna happen around the corner? Are we about to hear some more bad news? Is something else is about to happen? It is really important to know who you are as a person and to be able to be confident that it is well. Everything is going to be all right. Even at your lowest, everything is going to be all right. And not to fear, because everything is going to be all right. Even when it looks really bad at the darkest of night, there has to be daybreak, morning, sunrise. And so it really is important for you that whatever you're going through right now, this minute, this second, to remember this: you are loved. You are special. There is hope. There is a way out. And the way out is not to give up, but there is someone that can help you. Yeah, there really is. There is someone that really and truly cares for you, that loves you unconditionally, and is there to listen to you. Whatever you are going through right now is able to take you through whatever you're going through, make you feel very peaceful and very relaxed, and you're able to truly rest and feel comfortable and feel safe and protected and loved and cared for, which I've said before. And do you know who that is? His name is Jesus. Jesus Christ, He is always there. He's a special, a wonderful friend. Is a friend to me, and He has been with me in my dark days and in my darkest hour. He has been there for me. He is right next to you. You cannot see Him, but He is there. And you just got to conversate. You just got to make a conversation. Start having a conversation. Start talking. Say, God, I really do need You. Father Yahweh is there for you. but you've just got to believe. That's what it takes. It takes, you can't see the wind, but you know that the wind is there because you can feel it. The sun shines beautifully on you, and you feel that great warmth from the sunshine. And he created creation, and he created a beautiful sun, the wind that glows, and you cannot see it, but you feel it. And that's the same with our God, because he is a spirit, and you can actually have a conversation and talk to him and tell him exactly how you are feeling right now, this second. And if you had a bad day, you can say, Father Yahweh, I've had a bad day. You know, things are not really going right for me. I need your help. And he will help you. He has beautiful angels that will come and help you and assist you. But he's just waiting for you to just talk to him and pray and have that conversation and tell him exactly how you're feeling. And he will come and be with you. He is a God of love, and he cares for you so much, and he loves you very much, and he doesn't want you to give up on life, to give up on yourself, to give up on your friends, to give up on family, to give up on anything. He wants you to live and not die. You know, Psalm 118 verse 17 says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. You will not die, but you will live. You will live and run into purpose and do all that God has ordained and planned for your life. Because you know what? Before you were born, God had a plan for your life. And you've got to fulfill that plan. He wants you to smile. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be cheerful. He wants you to feel good. And if you're not feeling good, then you must find someone to help. Find a pastor. Go to church. Do something to take you out of the state of feeling low. Go for a walk. Do some exercise. Play some music. What do you love playing? Music. Yeah? Then play your favorite music, sing, dance, find a therapist, find a counselor, you know, and get help. But do not give up. Do not give up on life, but know that Jesus cares. Jesus loves you. And it is written in St. John 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Life is yours. And God wants you to live. And so, just inhale and exhale. And inhale and exhale. And give God thanks that you're alive for a purpose, you're alive for a reason, and Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you, and he wants you to live and not die. Do not fear. So go to www.arisetoglowtv.com. www.arisetoglowtv.com. Download our app, Arise to Glow TV app, from your store, your Play Store, from your App Store, and from Google Play Store. Just download the app and listen to prayers, word for today, affirmations, videos on demand. There are so much great testimonies, sermons. There is so much there for you to experience. So go to www.arisetoglowtv.com. Download our app, Arise to Glow TV app. And when you scroll on this app, you will see audios and listen to them and be encouraged and be blessed and know that it is no accident or mistake that you're listening today. There is a reason. And God is saying to you, I love you. I love you so much. I want you to live and not die. Do not give up, but give thanks and do something. Do something today positive. Do something that's going to make you feel good. And know that Jesus loves you. So pray today and allow the Lord Jesus to come into your heart. And if you don't know how to pray, just say this prayer. Father Yahweh, I come into your presence right now through your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch me and that you will heal me and that your will be done in my life today. I need your help. So please touch my mind, touch my soul, touch my body. Help me to cope with everything that I need to cope with today. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me this day as I come to you and I truly accept you as Lord and Savior and King. I pray that you will just fill me with your love and fill me with your peace today. I give it everything to you, all my problems. I give everything to you today. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. That's how simple it is. You just need to tell God exactly how you're feeling. Tell Father Yahweh how you are feeling today. And He will help you. I promise you this. He will help you. He will guide you. And He will take you through. You can always contact us on Arise to Glow TV. Go to our www.arisetoglowtv.com. Go to our contact page and send us an email and we will contact you. So have a great and a wonderful day and be blessed.